Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about my sacrifice. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. I got up and I found that this little tidbit. It's about a guy that he sacrificed everything for the American way of life, and his lovely lady gave him the ultimate betrayal. Fun times indeed, right? Yes, this dude sacrificed his freedom, getting tortured. Hell, he was probably in the Hanoi Hilton with John McCain. Yes, he was in Vietnam and he was a POW. Yeah, you go in there and you're getting tortured and all kinds of fucked up things because you were fighting and they think you know shit. And what do you know? Nothing. And when you come back, yes, your lovely lady is fucking all these motherfuckers. And what do you get? You're getting your ass smashed by fucking gooks. Fun times indeed. Yeah, this is pretty fucked up, but anyways, let's read it on. It says, the photograph depicts United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Robert L. Sims being reunited with his family after spending more than 5 years, fuck, 5 years, getting your ass fucked in the ass, but it is what it is, in captivity as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. Well, good morning, Vietnam! Yes, friends. Fun times. You get in here and then they start fucking your shit up. And then your wife? What's your wife doing? Fucking every motherfucker that didn't go fight in the war. Ooh, yes, friends. Women do all kinds of fucked up shit. You're trying to defend your country? And what she's defending? Nothing. Not your good name. She's spreading her legs open, letting everybody fucking crush that fucking front. And when you come back, all these children are not yours. Enjoy. Stim was shot down over Hanoi. Ooh, I got it right. On October 27, 1967, while leading a flight of F-105s on a bombing mission. Yep. You failed that mission, didn't you, friend? It happens. And was not released until March 14th of 1973. Yay! Fun times indeed. The centerpiece of the photograph is Sims' 15-year-old daughter, Lorraine, who is exceedingly greeting her father with outstretched arms. Yes, daddy's little girl. But where's mommy? Where's Mama Gilbert? We'll find out. As the rest of the family approaches directly behind her. Yes, the mom, his wife, was fucking all these motherfuckers when he was getting his ass tortured and mutilated. Yes, and you see the love that women give you? Yeah, do you guys want to get married? This is the type of shit that your lovely lady will bring you when you go fight for Israel. So yeah, friends, why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it? Fucking women. Fucking whores. Anyways, let's continue. Despite the outward appearance, the reunion was an unhappy one for Sims. Well, gee, when you find out that your wife was fucking whoring herself out while you were getting your ass tortured, yeah, that's gonna put your fucking perspective in a fucking loop, don't you think? Anyways, 3 days before he arrived in the United States, the same day he was released from captivity, SpaghettiOs, Sim received a Dear John letter. Fucking bitch, you fucking bitch, from his wife Loretta. Oh, Loretta, huh? Fucking, that's a nigger name, but she did nigger things, so yeah, she's a wigger. Enjoy. Informing him that their marriage was over. Dum dum dum. Game over. Dum 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 dum. Yeah, that's the shit that your wife will do. Yes, women are not loyal. You give all this loyalty and all this sacrifice. And for what? So she could fuck the next door neighbor? Yeah, is those kids actually your children? Yes, friends, this is so fucked up. Hey, but at least your oldest daughter, she might not be your daughter. Well, she does love you, so hell, you might be able to fuck her. Is it weird? Well, genetically, she might not be your daughter, so fuck it, fair game. Well, she said fair game fucking all these other dudes, so why not? Quid pro quo. Favor for a favor. Dick is what I gave her. Well, let's continue. Sim later learned that Loretta the whore has been with other men throughout his captivity. Yes, this guy was getting his ass tortured where she was getting her ass fucking filled by all these fucking cocks. Fucking what a great fucking woman, don't you agree? Bitch. Receiving marriage proposals from three of them. Oh, so she was the best piece of ass and three dudes fucking wanted to keep her? Yeah, you should let the fucking assholes keep her. She's a fucking prostitute. Do you really want to be married to a prostitute? Me, personally, I'd rather not, but it is what it is. In 1974, the Sims divorced and Loretta remarried, but Lieutenant Colonel Sims was still ordered by the courts to provide her with 43% of his military retirement pay once he retired from the Air Force. What the fuck? He gets his ass tortured, he gets cheated on, and then after everything was said and done, he still has to give her pretty much half of his fucking retirement to this fucking bitch, this traitorous whore. What the fuck? You should guys should fucking be more compassionate for your soldiers, especially the ones that are getting tortured. Yeah, he gets fucked in the ass over there and fucking overseas, then he comes back and he gets fucked? Again? What the fuck? Yes, friends, you see how much fucking America loves you? Yeah, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, they're sending us to go fight in foreign wars for other assholes that don't give a flying fuck about us. Gee, doesn't this seem like a recurring fucking theme? Yes, nobody gives a shit about us, man. They send us to the meat grinder so we get used and abused, and they don't give a shit. They don't care there's a slurry of fucking men fucking oozing out of the fucking machine. They don't care. So why should we care about them? Just a little thing to think about. But anyways, let's continue. Sturm was later promoted to full colonel and retired from the Air Force in 1977. That's at least they could do to promote him. They should have gave him way more than that shit. Yeah, they should have fucking gave his wife fucking treason for what she did to him. But no, he's a war hero and he got treated like a fucking shit stabber. What kind of shit is that? Yes, make sense of that. Why are women giving all these cash and prizes and we are the ones that get sacrificed for the machine? Ain't that fucking funny? Everything's created on the flesh of men, but women, they reap the benefits. Yes, you sacrifice all this shit and for what? Just so you could get fucked in the ass? Bullshit! Well, anyways, let's continue. After Burst of Joy was announced as the winner of the Pulitzer Prize. Oh, so that's what you call that picture? You should have called it fucking the picture of lies. Lies! This guy didn't get a fucking joy. He got fucked in the ass. That's sorrow. But whatever, right? All of the family members depicted in the picture received copies. So the guy got a picture of fucking him coming home and his wife being a whore? Nice. Very nice. They all display it prominently in their homes, except the Sturm patriarch, who says he cannot bring himself to display the picture given the betrayal he suffered from his wife on the home front. Yes, friend, that bitch is not your wife. She's a fucking whore. Yes, you gotta release her to the wild. When your wife is not your wife, she's a whore, you let her go. I know it hurts. I've been betrayed before. And once betrayal has been completed, you don't look back. You walk away. Yes, friends. You see, you gotta learn from these fucking people's mistakes. Just because you love people doesn't mean you need to be there and be their punching bag. Yes, look at this guy. He sacrificed everything, and he lost everything. And then he gets a picture as a memento? What kind of fucked up memento is that? Well, it is what it is. Just remember, friends, women are fucking evil creatures. If you can't control them, don't even waste your time. Wait after the war. When everything goes up and your value goes up, women will be throwing themselves at you. Oh yes, friends. As long as men survive, we're going to become rock stars. So survive. Okay, friends? Something to think about. Will you be awesome? I got to go do my shit. I got to go to work and... hey, I gotta fucking shake my ass to make those dollars, and you do the same. Well, goodbye.
afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to guess. I'm afraid of no ghosts. You better call.